Last summer, the Ukrainian military pushed into Debaltseve, a city in eastern Ukraine being held by separatist forces loyal to Russia. In January, those separatists pushed back. And they won. Pro-Russian rebels took back the city, but many say they had help. There were these soldiers. You can see them online in pictures and on YouTube. Soldiers who looked different, from their faces to their unmarked uniforms, who reportedly backed up the militia with guns and tanks. Some locals still living in Debaltseve say these soldiers are part of the Russian army, even though the Kremlin denies it. So Vice News correspondent Simon Ostrovsky decided to track the soldiers through their postings on social media. His new documentary is called Selfie Soldiers.
I wanted to find any way to be able to confirm that what pretty much everybody already believes, which is that the Russian government has been directly involved in the conflict in eastern Ukraine. And just happened to be that it was the Russian soldiers themselves that provided that proof inadvertently by posting photographs of themselves online in Ukraine. It couldn't have been simpler, but, you know, there it is.
So tell us about how you came across the selfies of the Russian soldier Bato Dambayev and what you learned about him.
So we were working together with the Atlantic Council and Elliot Higgins, who's a citizen journalist who's been geolocating, which is to say finding the location of photographs for a long time, until we found one who'd posted a photograph of himself in an area that looked like it was a battlefield and was different from all of the other photographs that he'd posted of himself. So once we saw that there was a photograph there that looked a lot like it could have been taken in Ukraine, we started focusing on this soldier, and he was called Bato Dambayev. We traced his entire journey from Siberia, 4,000 miles away, to eastern Ukraine.
One photo in particular where it's down to like the individual branches on a tree that just match up perfectly. It's kind of hard to deny. You managed to actually reach Bato on the phone. What did he have to say?
He denied everything. I think he'd actually been prepared, as all soldiers are, that they're supposed to take off their insignia before they go into Ukraine. I know that he reported me having contacted him immediately after I spoke with him on the phone, and this isn't in the film, but the security services came and paid me a visit at my hotel, and I was essentially hounded by them out of Russia thereafter. It's a very sensitive issue. Everybody from Putin on down denies that it's happening. So until Russians understand, until the Russian government admits that it's taking part in the conflict, I don't think there's going to be any kind of a resolution, and I hope that this film brings us a little bit closer, at least, to that sort of an admission that it's going on.
Simon, I have to ask you, I mean, you talked about this kind of unnerving experience you had on this recent trip. On a previous trip, you were actually kidnapped by pro-Russian separatists. You're back in Moscow now. How safe do you feel doing this reporting?
Well, I'm not doing any reporting at the moment, so I don't feel like I'm ruffling anybody's feathers right now. I'm just here visiting friends and family. One other thing, I think that the way the Russians are trying to prevent this kind of reporting is I've been applying for journalist accreditation, which I've been able to get before, for the last year, over a year. And it was a few days after I was basically pushed out of Russia that I finally got an email saying that I would be denied journalist paperwork. An explanation was never been given to me, and I think this is an extra method that the government is using to prevent reporting on its activities in Ukraine.
Simon Ostrovsky is a correspondent for Vice News. Simon, thanks very much.
Thank you.